Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
The Great I Am, written by Matt Butcher, narrated by Justin Fife. I am as old as civilization itself, and have watched empires rise to greatness and raise to ashes just as quickly. I have commanded mighty nations to take up arms and commit grotesque genocidal atrocities in my name. I am worshipped and I am hated, perhaps in equal measure. I am all-powerful, all-seeing, and all-influencing. I am an inspiration to many, freedom to others. I am also the great deceiver, the great destroyer of will, and the great manipulator. I am the quiet voice that lives in the hearts of men and women to urge them onwards, to brilliance, or to self-destruction. I have raised many people to lofty positions and taken them back to the nothing they were without me. I am feared, and I am revered. There is no escaping my grasp, my influence, or my name. I am universal, and have been for as long as the history books care to remember. I show no signs of losing my grip on humankind in the oncoming centuries either. For better or worse, I am eternal. My power was originally lesser, as there were originally far more and diverse entities all meriting the worship of the masses. But now, in an age of greater universal understanding, very few of us old ones remain in positions of power. Though I am not widely acknowledged, I have no Sunday sermon, no call to prayer, and no pulling the beating heart from the chest. My God, how I used to love those. I am still the most idolized and worshipped of us left. I'll wager you even know my name, as I am greatly renowned, now so more than ever. I knew a young man once, in times of old, who aspired for greatness beyond his means. He was born of a poor family, his father a beggar, and his mother dead from birthing him before providing him with any brothers or sisters. His father died not long after his birth, leaving him to be a child of the streets. He would thieve and hustle to keep his stomach full, but for people like him, this was far from enough. He refused to play the card that fate had dealt him, and that was where I came in. He worshipped me, idolized me before he even understood me. His soul was mine long before he pledged it to me, so my bond and hold over him were great. I helped him leave his bed in the dirt at the side of the street to respectable employment. He hastily climbed the ranks of his profession until he could reach no higher, but still, this wasn't enough. With my help, he soared to new heights. He continued to serve me and, as reward, made a name for himself in local politics. Here he thrived. He was the scrappy underdog, an archetype the public have always seemed to like, and began to claw his way up the political ladder. All this was in my name, and he still knew that he would be nothing without me. Without my help, he would still be a rat, scurrying around in the shadows, away from prying eyes of the layperson as he stole bread from the local market to keep death away from his doorway. Within the decade, he had been appointed the head of the city's council, responsible for all manner of lofty legislation and rulings. From all the city's tax, to the management of the slave trade at the docklands, to the importing and exporting of silks and other highly valued trading, he was widely respected, despite his beginnings, and lived in the plush luxury that could only be rivaled by royalty. The palace had always been his dream as a child, but the greater understanding adulthood granted, he realized that his goal was too unrealistic even for me to help him achieve. Looking back, I believe this is where his faith in me started to wane. After all that I granted to him after his decades of servitude, his dedication faltered. He stopped serving me, and as such, I stopped imbuing him with the fortune and luxury I had kindly given to him for so long. He became overburdened with moral conflict in the city's legislations and other foolish idealisms, and thought he was in a position to correct the supposed wrongs he saw all around him. He suddenly wanted a simpler life, a minimalistic existence on a farm or some other such nonsense. How could he have forgotten what had set him on his path in the first place? I still don't know the answer to this. Human motivation still greatly perplexes me at times, despite my age. After a series of poorly received new legislations he attempted to implement, he was eventually stripped of his title, by the palace no less. And after beginning to descend the slippery slope of alcoholism, soon found himself back on the streets as a penniless drunk. Irony is cruel like that. I, on the other hand, am always fair. Serve me and reap the rewards. Turn your back on me, and you are left at the mercy of fate. I could have gotten him into the palace, you know. Had he dedicated himself to me fully, a lifetime perhaps, I could have found him a place within its marble walls. Maybe even chief advisor to the Sultan. Who knows? I still ponder this young man's story from time to time, musing over what could have been. Had his absolute desperation carried through from his childhood, then he could have been one of my most successful followers. Another tale from more recent times was that of a young woman with similar aspirations of greatness. She, too, had a humble start, or perhaps less so than the previous example, as the base quality of life had improved significantly in the centuries since. The parallels, however, were undeniably there. She grew up in a small city apartment with her four siblings, a drug-abusing and often violent mother, and an all-but-absent father. Understandably, she wanted more from life. She felt greater than her roots and sought my help in realizing her full potential. Generous as I have always been, I was able to help. After she had dedicated herself fully to me, she began to see improvements in her day-to-day life. She shed herself of her abusive upbringing, got an apartment of her own, and, after finding an agent, an old dedicated servant of mine, soon found herself in the limelight of Tinseltown. Though the film industry was still in its infancy, she was a natural, and with my guiding influence, she propelled herself to its pinnacle. She was a starlet of the highest order and happily reaped the benefits of a life in servitude to me. She had finally achieved the greatness she had desired so very much as an impoverished child. As with the previous tale, however, she sadly lost her sight. After reaching the top, she foolishly decided to cease following me and was soon to find herself tumbling right back down again. Oddly dissatisfied with her life of luxury, she drank and partook in the substance abuse that had plagued her early childhood to become the same unfortunate wreck her mother had been. Without me, she had become everything she had worked so hard to distance herself from. I'm still saddened by her downfall, but as the choice was hers, so must the consequence be. You see, when you are a follower of my way, there is no turning back. I only ask for your lifelong certitude to achieve full potential, but that is sometimes overlooked. Once those who have achieved the levels of achievement I promise, they sometimes mistakenly believe they no longer need me. But without me, they are nothing. It is not a rule that I set in place, but it is one that is universally recognized. If they had wanted other things, they could have served others, but they chose to follow me, and there are consequences to this choice. I've never had any ill will towards my followers. You understand. While I am deceitful, I do not deceive out of malice or with any urge to cause malcontent. It is just the way of things. I am a cruel master, and servitude of me is not to be taken lightly. What I offer is worth it, though. To those who truly believe in my cause, I can liberate from the shackles of misery. I can free you from the bonds fate saw fit to attach to you at birth. I can help men and women become gods in their own right, but at a cost. Though my influence has caused great pain and strife, I still fulfill my role with pride. I have steered history, helped nations rise to technological greatness, and helped mankind rise from territorial apes to the civilized creatures that roam the earth today in search of the perfect Frappuccino. I have watched the old world flourish through the eyes of monarchs and viewed the new world in wonder with an all-seeing eye. I have spanned the globe in ever-changing form, changing colors and hands as I go. I am in the hearts of powerful men and women, and I am present in the minds of those who aspire to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. I am what drives those to selfish and terrible acts, to turn their back on everyone they've loved. I am that which drives others to great acts of life-affirming kindness, of charity, and other altruistic epiphanies. I am hope for the downtrodden, inspiration for the starving dreamers. I sit on a broken throne of fragile luxuries. I wear a cloak of cloth and plastic, laden with the weight of regret, which pulls heavy on my shoulders. I am garbed in gold and nickel and velvet. At my fingertips are the leaders of every great nation, and at my feet, the impoverished masses. I sail upon the black seas of the Middle East and dwell in the glistening subterranean passageways of Africa. I travel the globe as fast as light, and I sit and wait in holes and walls. The generals of my army are greed and ambition, though I won my war a long time ago with no real resistance. Of course, we must fight to remain dominant, as other ideologies threaten ours. Despite being eternal, I am also fleeting and transient. It is so tiring. I wish I could rest, but I have been sleepless since my birth. You offer up your lives piece by piece to me, and I bless you with what comforts you have surrounding you. I own you, though you believe the opposite to be true. You live to serve me. Surely by now you must know my name. I am the god of the modern world. My name is money. Money, 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 money,
money. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. The Great I Ams, written by Matt Butcher. Narrated by Justin Fife, edited by Carl Hughes, and music by Chris Zabriskie and Tom Robson. Say hello to my little friend. Actually, just say hello to our two new friends, our new patrons, KG and Whitney Overstreet. Thanks from all of us and HNC Office of Pledging. It's with your ongoing support that we're able to do what we do, which is to, you know, to tell horrific stories of people dying and stuff. If you'd like to join KG and Whitney, head over to www.patreon.com/hawkandcleaver and pledge from as little as a dollar. You'll get early ad-free access to episodes, a great great feeling inside, and exclusive episodes. Until next time.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.